laser guns, Wii, all kinds of things sold in the last 4 days. What does it all add up to, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, the cha-ching factor is out there, even though people are struggling. Retailers are smiling because the average American in the last 4 days has spent almost $400, up from last year. 226 million people, they say, visited stores and websites during the last 4 days. Whew. Were you one of them? America Tonight, welcoming you back after a turkey-filled holiday, hopefully for many of you. This week on ATN, boy, we have some interesting things in store for you. It's the tail end of November. We're heading into December. Gee, what do you think Congress is going to do for the next 3 weeks? Probably not much of anything, but there are some things that are happening this week, I think, that are pretty interesting. What happens to the Occupy movement, too, in light of what took place at UC Davis with the pepper spraying thing? And it's now become a battle in a lot of people's eyes of the cops being the authorities and the people. Who's right? The people who are taunting the cops who look like stormtroopers in some cases, depending on where they are. And some of the more liberal mayors in the country are sick of it. They're ordering the Occupy movements out of City Hall parks and areas. So they've had enough of it all together, which should be a big hint as to how some people feel about the Occupy movement. Coming up in this hour, we've got We Can Count. There's one of them for you. I just gave you what the National Retail Federation said as they released on Sunday. The average shopper spending specifically $398 and change over the weekend, up significantly from last year. I think the Wii video game console is huge on a lot of people's lists. I saw it listed somewhere for $125. I don't know. Is that a good deal? Might be a good deal. Not a good deal what happened in Afghanistan. The Pakistanis are saying they're not responsible. Afghan officials are saying they were fired upon. NATO forces and Afghanistan forces were fired upon from the Pakistanis, their army, and they're denying it and saying that they want the Americans out of a Pakistani base. And, you know, here's the thing. How much aid do we give to Pakistan? No more aid, baby. I say no more aid. You got to get tough. Really? You're blaming us for what happened? Are you kidding? So you fire and we're not supposed to fire back? What do you think? And then you're denying it, and it clearly what happened is 24 Pakistani army guys were taken out in the skirmish, and they're bouncing back, they're firing back verbally as a result of that and trying to say that they didn't cause the skirmish between the two. I think it just causes more problems with Pakistan, and, you know, I'm sorry, I just don't see any end to this other than some kind of a brutal end, and that means cutting the head of the snake off, because Pakistan is going to stand by what they're saying is that the NATO airstrikes that killed those soldiers went on for 2 hours, they're saying, and they shouldn't have because they were pleading for them to stop. Whatever. We're not going to stop here on America Tonight. In fact, we're inviting you to the party, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. We just had our Super Bowl up here in Canada. And can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Yeah, we just had our Super Bowl up here in Canada in Vancouver, the British Columbia Lions. There's a quarterback from Montana State University. I think he's from Montana. How many universities are there in Montana that would have football teams? I don't know.
Oh, only a couple.
Yeah.
There's one really big one.
Montana State there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, he was a big superstar at Montana State, but for some reason the NFL didn't want him. His name is Travis Lule. Have you ever heard of him?
Not until you just said his name.
Yeah, I don't know what division the Montana State plays in, but I don't think they're in the same state as Michigan or UCLA or whatever.
Oh, no, they're like in the Mountain Division.
Yeah, so basically like it's almost like glorified high school football maybe.
But no. They're not glorified high school. teams. They have a solid team, but yeah, so if he's a good quarterback and he was picked up to play in Canada, good for him. I mean, you saw what happened with Doug Flutie, and there have been other players that have been able to dip.
Like Warren Moon. Yeah. Warren Moon was a superstar in Edmonton. I don't know if you know that, but then
of course.
Then he did pretty good at with the Seahawks, wasn't it? Wasn't he with Seattle? Yes. But this Travis Lule is a pretty good. I've got a feeling he's going to make a tryout for the NFL. He's going to get a tryout with one of the NFL teams too, because he's a really good. But anyway, I call about Robert Redford. Have you read Butch Cassidy and the Tar Sands Kids? I call him. But anyway, in the movie he played the Sundance Kid, didn't he? Or was he Butch Cassidy?
I think
Paul Newman was Butch Cassidy.
He was the kid.
Yeah, and so he was the Tar Sands Kid. Maybe Robert Redford's written a big fancy poem about the evils, how the oil industry is destroying the world, and the oil pipelines are destroying the world, and everything is the oil industry is all bad. We got to shut down the oil sands. And he's got on his blog or podcast or website. You know, when you stop and think about it, when the dinosaurs were wiped out by this big asteroid that hit the Earth millions of years ago, if we don't use that oil, that means that those poor dinosaurs died in vain, right? Robert Redford is an animal rights activist, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's a big environmentalist. Yeah, anything to do with oil or anything to do with what could go in backyards, which is what the whole take was of Robert Redford and other environmentalists. So they moved it around the aquifer in Nebraska.
Yeah, no,
away
the,
from it.
Yeah, I know. Robert Redford and all of the environmentalists, almost all of them are animal rights activists. The point I'm trying to make is they're really big on the environment and animals and all that sort of thing. So if we don't use that oil, then those poor dinosaurs died in vain. They died for nothing. We're being disrespectful to the memory of the dinosaurs. And another thing, as soon as the oil is gone, we will never get an alternative form of energy until all the oil is gone. Do you honestly think that the economy, that we're going to use energy that's 10 times more expensive than oil and gasoline and oil, as long as there's oil in the ground that's costs one-tenth of what the other type of energy costs, do you honestly think we're going to pay 10 times more for energy when there's still oil in the ground?
No. And that's the problem. That's the struggle. I've said this a million times, Al, on the show. Thanks for the call. And thanks for the tip on Travis Lule. I'll have to ask some scouts if they're really looking at him. I'm not so sure. He was the most valuable player, though, for the Grey Cup championship. Somebody just sent me a thing on my iPhone about it. And he had a pretty good game, obviously, over Winnipeg. So we'll see about that. But with the oil question, I say it all the time. We have to look ourselves in the mirror and say, what kind of country are we? Are we dependent on oil? Yes. Anytime in the near future, are we not going to be dependent on oil? No. And we shoot ourselves in the foot when we allow all the things to happen around us. Hey, just let China pick off everything they can. And I wouldn't be surprised if Canada looks at China, and when China comes knocking and says, sure, give us some of it, of course they're going to sell it. You know, this Keystone Pipeline, there are ways to make it environmentally safe. Yes, indeed. And so the president is trying to push it off because he doesn't want to have to deal with the environmentalists versus the union. Just try to keep them all out of his chili until he can try to get elected. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Wherever you were cruising around. Hey, I get it. Some of the deals were incredible, and it probably were worth running out there if you didn't have to go too far. And if you really have a lot of patience, I would think you would have to have patience to deal with the crowds. I mean, it was so crazy in California, up and down the state, they had all kinds of incidents of robbers that were waiting to grab people's stuff in the wee hours when they came out of stores. In a couple of cases, this happened. One where some nutty woman went in and pepper sprayed people in the line because she was trying to get up to the front of the Xboxes, and then ended up in the chaos, taking off anyway. If they caught her, that's a felony, and they didn't catch her so far anyway. You would think there'd be something on tape, but maybe you couldn't clearly see who it was. I'm not sure, but several people, at least a dozen people, had to go to the hospital to be treated because of that. So to have the culprit get away, I would think would be pretty frustrating for the people that got nailed with the pepper spray for only standing in line. And there were a couple other strange things, a stabbing, you know, nutty, stupid things that happened as a result of shopping in some form because of the extended, I think because of the extended hours, it was probably better for the people in the retail business because you had crazy hours right after Thanksgiving, 10 a.m., early Black Friday and that kind of stuff. But for the probably for the security people at some of these malls, it had to be kind of hairy-carry with the craziness that ensued because people decided to do it. They decided to show up instead of just crashing on Thursday and getting up at a crazy hour on Friday. They went to the overnight hours and picked up whatever it was that they were going to pick up. Like I said, probably Wii consoles and games and all kinds of other things that the kids had on their Christmas list. I would think especially the kid areas were really crowded, like toy stores and whatnot. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, Kate, have you ever seen somebody who, you know, their income is starting to go down, and they don't have a budget, and they always have problems of spending too much money, but then they go out and spend, and you go, my goodness, and now they're going to be complaining that they don't have any money. I'm talking about the U.S. government, though.
Well, that does sound like the government, doesn't it?
But I mean, there's a little parallel there between America and Americans.
Yes,
you know?
I agree.
I've been listening to you, and it seems like you've been wanting to get out there and on that, but you're really trying to maintain the middle of the road. But you know, if we are in such bad shape, why are we spending so much? You know, a 7% increase, even if you take into the account the dollar being devalued and everything, is still not a decrease. So, you know, I'd love to hear some people out there who did some serious shopping on. I mean, I heard somebody, I don't know who it was, they bought like a candy, cotton candy machine. Can you believe that?
That was cheap. Trust me, it was a song. It was nothing. You're so funny. I know. I listen, I don't pull any punches. You know, I think that this government is ripe with ridiculous regulations, and it is over budgeted, overburdened, and pathetic that they can't ever seem to get us back into the black. And I've said on this show, you know this, Tomas, that I fear that in my lifetime we will never be back in the black, and I worry about the generations behind because of all the nonsense. They just got to cut the crap and cut the spending.
Yeah, well, we, you know.
They got to do it.
Yeah, the Occupy movement, I think one of the reasons they're getting kicked out is because they have a national plan now, a national call to shut down all the West Coast ports on December 12th. And, you know, that probably wouldn't be too good for Toys R Us and all them are hoping to make, you know, their money this Christmas season. So I also put on your Facebook that video of that girl who said that they had surrounded the police over there in Oakland.
Yeah.
And so that's on your Facebook.
Okay, we'll look at it.
And I'd just like you to give me a little feedback since you saw the game on Tebow, because, you know, I don't see these guys aren't scoring any points. You know, the last three games they scored 17, and this game they scored 16, and that was in overtime. So give me a little rundown on Tebow, will you?
I like that. All right, Tomas, here's the deal here's what I would say on Tebow. He's gotten lucky. He got lucky because really during the game in the final couple of minutes of the game against San Diego, they were driving down the field, and once again they were denied trying desperately to get that first down and to get into the end zone, frankly. They weren't able to do that. So I'm shocked that San Diego didn't take advantage of them at that point once they went into the overtime and they still weren't able to score. I think here's the deal with Tebow. I think he's gotten lucky in some of the situations. You said it. I mean, if you look at the statistics, he had less than 150 yards. He had one touchdown. He's not a world beater. He's connected on a couple of good passes at times, and they've got, you know, McGahee, who I like McGahee. I always have. And he's been able to, like in the case against San Diego, to move the ball on the ground and, you know, do whatever he can. But I don't think that the buildup over Tebow and the fact that they're 5-1 since they put him in, I don't think he's, like I think I said when we were doing some highlights, that he was the savior. A lot of people feel like he's the savior. In fact, there's like some crazy controversy going on because he's super, super religious. So there are T-shirts being sold in Denver that say, you know, that have his number on it, and on the back it says Jesus. And he's taken, and it's not his fault, but he's taking some grief over that. I would say that Tebow's passing numbers and poor third down conversions don't make him the savior at this point. I think it's other people that are saving the Broncos, and he's gotten lucky in some cases. He's had a couple of good connections, but you're absolutely right. The book is still out. If you had asked me going into the season, oh, yeah, Tebow's going to be just a terrific quarterback, and Denver's going to do okay under his direction. In fact, they're going to do well. I would say you're out of your mind. I would never put him in that situation. You know, he played well in the SEC at Florida. That's the thing. And he's not completely comfortable with his new team, I'll call it. He's not completely comfortable making that transition to the pros. A lot of people that go into the pros from the college level don't make it, as all of you know. And in the pass area, he needs some help. In the pass portion of what a quarterback has to do, oh, he needs some help. He needs some big help. Third down conversions, he needs some help. You got to be able to do that. But the Broncos did win despite that.
But the reason they're winning is their defense is
special teams
awesome
too.
Right now. Their defense is insane. And Von Miller is going to be probably the defensive rookie of the year, or one or two, because Patrick Peterson is probably getting up there too. But nobody's talking about, everyone thinks that Tebow is just magical. And he's been all right, but that defense is why the Broncos are winning.
Oh yeah, in the defense and the special teams too. And as I mentioned, you know, running the ball, rushing has been huge for Denver. If you watched any of their games, but good point about the defense, because San Diego should have won that game when they kept getting the opportunity and they were shut down. They couldn't move the ball. And that was because of the defense. The defense kept giving Tebow a chance. And as I said, in the third down conversions and passing, you know, he hasn't proven that he's the savior at all. So I'm surprised that if people in Denver think that, I'm surprised that they're selling those T-shirts and singing his praises, because he's really not all that at this point. Stay with us. We Can Count coming up on the flip side.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Segment this time around. Boy, I hate to use negative news, but I got to do it. I got to start at the top. So there was a hotel explosion that killed 3 and wounded 27 in the Philippines. They say it was a budgeted hotel that was packed with wedding guests, and they think it was caused by a bomb, unfortunately, ignited a fire that gutted the Atileno Pension House in Manila in the Philippines. So the blast was so huge that it caused the second floor to just collapse, blew off the hotel roof, shattered glass panes and windows from nearby buildings. So this is an area that's been, a region that's been pretty troubled by Muslim insurgency. So there you go. They've had extortion gangs and kidnap for ransom and all kinds of crazy things. It's been rough for a long time. So the people are always on guard for those kind of things. But, you know, you're at a wedding, you're not thinking that this is going to be, you're just not thinking that that's going to happen to you at that hotel. And it just makes me feel very fortunate that we live in the United States, because yes, while we always live with the fear of possible terrorists or things happening, when you look at the Philippines, and as I said, what they're constantly dealing with in Zambogonia is the city. It's a Christian trading hub. When they're dealing with this, and this is, like I said, daily life, and you're talking about a hotel where the roof is blown off and the floor collapses. Man, I am glad that I live in the United States. If you want to give thanks for something, there's something to be very, very thankful for. I say it all the time, and maybe we just don't think about it enough when it comes to Christmas and retailers and how much it's about stuff. The main thing is, man, we have our freedom, and this isn't something we're constantly dealing with. Also, this is tragic as well, but the bodies of 3 men have been found in shallow graves in eastern Ohio, all of them killed, they believe anyway, after answering a Craigslist ad to work on a cattle farm. Oh, so the cops are pouring over this and investigating every angle they can, but the common denominator was the ad. So pretty apparent that something was awry with this, and it has to make you, it's a shame because it makes you wonder, all the people that answer ads on Craigslist for all legitimate reasons, it's not good when here you go, you have something else that happens. What they're saying is that in the last, because what's leading them to Craigslist, in other words, is that you had all white men that were found, and they looked at the job, what the job thing was. The job was to watch over 680 acres south of Cambridge, odd jobs and that kind of stuff, trailers, utilities, blah, 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 blah. And so people that needed jobs that figured this was legitimate answered the ad and then disappeared. So they're looking for suspects in the case, and they think one of the suspects might be this 52-year-old Richard Beasley from Akron, who is being held on unrelated charges, but they're stumbling across certain calls that he got, and they fit the description of at least one of the missing people. Wow. And this has now been going on since the beginning of November, answering ads for Craigslist to work on a farm. And then there was a, obviously people went, the three people that responded ended up going into a trap and met their deaths, certainly not expecting that that was going to happen. All right, let's tell you about something else that's going on that is a little bit better, in a sense. This is a crazy story, and it's not too far, didn't happen too far from where I grew up in New Jersey. They had a wild turkey invasion in some of the South Jersey neighborhoods. You literally would see turkeys, I'm not kidding you, stumbling across lawns in Deptford, New Jersey, and other areas, Gloucester County. What happened was a flock of 100 to 200 were roaming a clustered area, and they think that maybe somebody dropped off the birds. Maybe it was a trick, you know, maybe this was, or it was a survival instinct or something. There's all kinds of theories that somebody was playing a trick, a prank, and they decided to release the turkeys. So they're saying that they're going to try to trap and relocate the turkeys, but Deptford is the first place to report a turkey problem. There have been other areas, apparently, other towns that have complained about big flocks that have shown up for some reason. In Pennsylvania, they've had that a couple of times, but here in South Jersey, it's unusual. And unfortunately, you had turkeys that were aggressive. You had turkeys that were in and out of traffic, because this is an area not too far outside of Philadelphia. So we're not talking about out in the middle of the woods somewhere. We're talking about right in the middle, clearly, of a heavy populated area. So they were chirping and they were running around and they were trying to resist being caught. I don't think they've caught all of them yet at this point. And here's another thing that's an oddball story, but certainly fits into We Can Count. It's not about 100 or 200 turkeys. It's about a man in quicksand. I used to think when I was a little girl that it was just a made-up thing, because my father used to tell me, oh, don't get caught in quicksand. He would be kidding with me, joking with me, and I thought that it was pretend. I didn't think it was real, but it is real. There is a 25-year-old man that's recovering after being stuck in quicksand for 8 hours on Wednesday night. What happened was, they were contacted in Wayne County, Utah, about this man being stuck, and they found an emergency alert beacon that was transmitting from a road out in the middle kind of nowhere. So when they arrived, they could see the beacon. The helicopter crew went down. They saw him stuck in thick, muddy, wet stuff that they call quicksand. That's quicksand. They tried to get them from the sand, but they had a hard time doing it. They were trying to pull them, do everything they could. Finally, they pulled them out because this happened at around 5 o'clock in the evening. They pulled them out of the mud at 2 in the morning, and then they took them to a medical center for minor exposure. So he was part of a group of students who were enrolled in a national outdoor leadership school, and they were plopped in the area for a 25-day, this is just not funny, a 25-day survival expedition, and they were there for 23 days and crossed the river several times, apparently with no problems, and unfortunately, he ended up having a problem, so he fell into the quicksand, and I guess he doesn't pass the survival. I don't know. What do you think happens as far as a grade is concerned if he was part of this group? And how come, what do they just leave him there and that's it? Poof. Sorry about that. You know? Hope you survive. Well, that's the idea. They put him in there to see if they would survive. And I guess the rest of the group survived, but he fell into that quicksand. Oh, that would be scary. Sinking into the sand, and then the emergency people can't even get him out. He's so tight, stuck in there, they had to come up with another way to get him out, had to have more muscle to be able to do it. What happens when a home gets demolished? Well, think of homes in your neighborhood that you might like to see demolished. But what if it's 103 years old? I used to live in Albuquerque, New Mexico for a short amount of time. I love living there. And there was this historic house that had been there for about 100 years near the University of New Mexico. And it's called the Werner Gilchrist Home. And they're knocking it down. They just demolished it piece by piece, 103 years. And I can remember seeing that house. I didn't think it was really that shabby. I thought when you get on the historic registry that you can't get it knocked down, but apparently they say that they had enough reason because it was falling apart and it wasn't getting repaired, probably because of the economy, so they had to tear it down. What happens when you have a historic area, you're in the grips of a recession, and you're talking about, let's say that home was tied to some well-known people. Would they tear it down then? I bet you they wouldn't tear it down if they had people that were tied to it. But I don't think they had anyone tied to it. They had things that had happened there, but they didn't have a big name, in other words. Like, they couldn't say, Georgia O'Keeffe used to do whatever in the basement, you know, do some of her portraits, or whoever famous had passed by there and lived there. They didn't have so much that as that it was a home that was the oldest home, period, in the area. There's an actress named Madeline Stowe who is on a new show called Revenge. She's been in a bunch of different movies and whatnot. I'm not telling you that this story because she's an actress, but how odd. Can you imagine being in this situation? And it was right before the holiday weekend on Thursday. She pulled up to her house in Pacific Palisades, got out of the car, was in the house for 10 minutes, and literally a tree fell on the car, crushing it, an old oak tree. In a cul-de-sac where she lived, the car alarm went off. There was a loud crash. And this, they say, maybe 50-year-old oak tree just poof, pancaked the car. Good thing she was out of that car, huh?
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
When it comes to the Christmas holidays, let's face it, America, if you're listening to me and you have half an eye open, you know some of you are dreading this because you're having to run out and do all this stuff. And some people have a different attitude because they like Christmas. They like Hanukkah. They like Christmas. They like the holidays. They like whatever you celebrate because it's family time and you get the whole meaning of it. And, yeah, you have the presents thing and da-da-da-da-da that you have to go through, but you don't care because you just love it. You're just happy to be in the middle of it. Well, one of the big things that happens during Christmas for people who celebrate the Christmas holiday is coming up with the Christmas tree. In my family, that was really the big deal. The big deal was going to the place where we would get them always and looking through, it was just like a forest, looking through all the different kinds of trees and picking the fullest tree and looking for the best one and getting it cut down and tying it to the top of the car and bringing it in the house and getting it in the stand and making sure it was straight. What a huge ordeal. But in the end, my mother was awesome at picking out Christmas trees and was very picky about it. So it became the thing. I mean, actually, we liked to do it. It just became the thing that we did. And I never, it's because always, 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 it was about having the real Christmas tree. I guess I didn't understand why so many people wanted to go with artificial trees. Like, I would hear the argument that, oh, the needles get everywhere, it's a fire hazard, and it's a hassle, and, you know, all the things that I just described to you that you have to go through when you get a tree, picking it out, you know, putting it up, making sure it's straight, getting it in a house, the whole thing that you do. But I didn't care because that became such a big tradition with us that I can't imagine. Even when I was living on my own and doing the broadcast thing and traveling all over the place, I still had to get a, I still had to get a real Christmas tree because it just didn't exist for me. If it wasn't a real tree, I didn't want to have a phony tree. I didn't want to have a white flock tree or whatever. But more and more people that I have come across think, fooey to you, that why should I have pine needles all over the place? It's cheaper, it's better, and you don't have to go through all that hassle. So I'm going to do a little survey here on America Tonight, just because for my own curiosity. I know it's such serious subject matter. We could be talking about the Occupy idiots, or we could be talking about what's happening when it comes to Washington and the lack of movement there over so many issues. Or we could be talking about the Republicans in 2012 and the next stops, because there are a couple of debates still left in December. But no, we're going to definitely devote some time to this whole thing that we do with our family, with ourselves maybe, of whether you get a real tree or a fake tree, and what is the benefits of both. Let me tell you, the tree that they get at Rockefeller Center, you know, they have that spectacular tree that they put up in New York. Well, that tree, they turn into mulch, and I'm sure it's a hassle installing it. They have to bring it into the city in the middle of the night, because, of course, you couldn't bring that tree in the middle of traffic. You could, but it would be a disaster, right? So they bring it in the middle of the night when there's hardly any traffic, and it's huge, and how many feet tall is it? It's a crazy, crazy, crazy height, and it has all the needles and all the things, the branches and everything. But then when they're done with it, here's a fun fact. They mulch the tree, and they spread it out all over the place in the national parks in New York, you know, right there, usually not far from Manhattan. So for anybody who would complain about chopping down the tree, killing the tree, that's what they end up doing with it. So bravo. And you can recycle the Christmas tree. A lot of people recycle Christmas trees. They come and pick it up in the townships. It's not really that big of a deal. Matt, your family does not come from the we got to go chop down the tree variety, do they?
Nope. We've had an artificial tree, I think, for probably 20 years.
For almost your whole life.
Yeah, because when I was really little, I remember we got trees, but then I think that's when artificial trees kind of became more popular, the late 80s, early 90s. And my parents keep buying a new one every, I don't know how often they do it, 6-7 years, something like that. And that's how we roll.
And you don't care? Now, if you had your own family, when you have your own family eventually, because I'm sure there'll be 5 or 6 Johnsons running around.
No, there will not. But yeah, I will do the artificial tree too, because I'm not a fan of it. It's, I don't know, there's a lot of work, and it's easier to just bring up the box from the basement and set it up. I don't know. That's fine with me.
That is just lazy. Does anyone else agree with me? Is it just me? Or why are we don't do the real tree thing anymore? We get the artificial trees. And the artificial trees, by the way, some of them are not cheap. Some of them can run hundreds and hundreds of dollars, run you into hundreds of dollars. I was looking the other day, because I knew we were going to have this discussion, and I was looking at trees to see in Macy's, and the trees at Macy's, they had like, you know, a classic pine tree with clear lights. It was normally $660, and it's on sale for $264, where they had, you know, it was a nine-inch tree. This had LED lights, so it depended on the lights that you were going to have on it. But they were, you know, either 7 feet, not 9 inches, 9 feet. 9 inches would be like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. So 9 feet or 6 feet or 7.5 feet or, you know, whatever. But I don't dig the artificial tree. I bet you in this whole survey, I'm going to be the only person that says they want a real tree. And until I draw my last breath, I hope, as long as I can get one, I'm going to opt for the real tree. I just, the spruce, the whatever, the fullest, best tree. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be 16 feet tall. But I like the whole idea of the real tree. Plus, for anyone who wants to bag on me for having a tree cut down, you know what? Somebody's making money. I am helping the local economy because I'm not getting my tree made in China. This tree is growing somewhere in a forest in an area by tree growers in Oregon or someplace else. So, haha, I am helping the Made in America crew instead of doing the other. Plus, for anybody who would want to say something about the tree and cutting its growth off and da-da-da-da-da, all that kind of stuff, fooey on that too, because that's not what's happening here. The tree gets recycled and you put it out in most of the townships. Like I said, whether you live in a small area or a big area, for goodness sake, they pick them up and that's what they do. They mulch them and use them somewhere. So your tree is getting recycled. So it's very, very tough, I think, to complain about the trees. So here's the deal. Real tree, fake tree, just for fun. I want to do a little survey on this. Shoot me your answer, americatonight.net. Which group are you in? Sad to say, I've already started this with my friends. 5 artificial. I've found 2 that do real. That's it. 5 artificial. And that's just so far. So I think artificial is winning at this point, if I'm going to include all of those people. I wonder in the sales that happen on Black Friday and actually over the weekend, if any of those people went out and got some of these artificial trees, because they're everywhere in any of the stores, whether it's Sears or Macy's or, you know, pick a flavor, pick a store, and they probably are selling these trees, any of these department stores. I wonder if a lot of trees were sold. I couldn't find that number anywhere, but I'm curious if people were picking up trees. On average, how often do you get a new tree? Is it a couple of years or is it every 7 years like Matt's family does? Or what's the average length of the life of an artificial tree?